If you love the Godfather movies, then you'll love Take the Cannoli, the Godfather podcast. Each week, we take a few minutes to talk about anything and everything Godfather, including business and leadership lessons from the Godfather. Here's your consigliere, Lou Bortone.
Hey, welcome to the Godfather podcast, episode 2. In this podcast about the Godfather, we'll be looking at scenes from the Godfather, breaking down scenes, analyzing scenes, talking a little bit about the making of the Godfather. And in future episodes, we'll have occasional guests to talk about the Godfather. We'll be looking at leadership lessons of the Godfather and anything and everything related to the Godfather. So what I'm going to do is pull up the first scene, the opening scene of the Godfather. And in the opening scene, the first four lines, as you might recall from the movie, are, "I believe in America. I believe in America." These are the first words uttered in The Godfather. And it's really part of the biggest and overall theme because it's really about, you know, this was made in 1972 during Nixon and Vietnam. And it's kind of a parallel and a little bit of kind of a swipe at capitalism and America and the American dream and what's happening to the American dream. That's sort of the bigger issue that Coppola had in mind. But as we look at the scene, we're starting out with someone who is coming to Don Corleone on his daughter's wedding day to ask a favor. And we'll watch the scene for a bit and take a little bit of a deeper look at it as well. So let's see how The Godfather begins.
"I believe in America. America has made my fortune. And I raised my daughter in the American fashion. I gave her freedom, but I taught her never to dishonor her family. She found a boyfriend, not an Italian. She went to the movies with him. She stayed out late. I didn't protest. 2 months ago, he took her for a drive with another boyfriend. They made her drink whiskey, and then they tried to take advantage of her. She resisted. She kept her honor. So they beat her like an animal."
So here in the scene, we can see a very slow pan out from a close-up of America, Amerigo Buonasera, which, not ironically, in Italian means good night, America. So kind of going back to that, you know, American dream dwindling in the 70s. So Amerigo Buonasera, good night, America. I think the actor's name was Peter Corsitti, is speaking to the Godfather as we slowly pan out on his face. Now, you'll also notice the scene is very dark, and this was intentional. This was a decision, an intentional decision made by Francis Ford Coppola and the cinematographer Gordon Willis to have these indoor scenes be very dark and shadowy and lit a certain way, to juxtapose that with the next scene, which is outdoors at the wedding of Connie, and how bright and festive and sunny that is. So there's an intentional juxtaposition of the darkness and the shadows versus the light of the outdoor scenes in Connie's wedding. So we're panning out here on Amerigo Buonasera, and you'll notice one of the things that Coppola wanted to make sure was that this was not a cliche movie with where all the Italian accents said, "Hey, I talk like this and that, da 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 do." So, you know, this is his real voice and his real Italian accent. So again, very authentic, and it's not cliche at all. So we're going to finish panning out here and see what he has to say to the Godfather.
"When I went to the hospital, her nose was broken. Her jaw was shattered, held together by wire. She couldn't even weep because of the pain. But I wept. Why did I weep? She was the light of my life. Beautiful girl. Now she will never be beautiful again. Sorry. I went to the police like a good American. These two boys were brought to trial. The judge sentenced them to 3 years in prison and suspended the sentence. Suspended the sentence. They went free that very day. I stood in the courtroom like a fool. And those two bastards, they smiled at me. Then I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Corleone.
So this is interesting in that the Don is his last resort. Basically, the American system that he had adopted and come into and loved has failed him. The justice system has failed him. The police have failed him. The courts have failed him, which, not surprisingly, is how the mafia started in Sicily, because the government and the church and the state were just basically completely had complete disregard for the citizens, the poor especially. And the poor had nowhere else to go but to go to their local mafia. So the mafia sprang up as a sort of underground society to help folks when they couldn't get help anywhere else, to help the Sicilians and the citizens who had really been, you know, repressed for so many years. So it's interesting that Amerigo Bonacera is coming to the Don as his last resort, because that's essentially how the mafia came into existence. So let's see how they introduced the actor Marlon Brando playing the Godfather.
Why didn't you go to the police? Why didn't you come to me first?
What do you want of me? Tell me anything, but do what I beg you to do.
What is that? That I cannot do.
I'll give you anything you ask.
We've known each other many years, but this is the first time you ever came to me for counsel or for help. I can't remember the last time that you invited me to your house for a cup of coffee. Even though my wife is godmother to your only child. But let's be frank, you never wanted my friendship. And you were afraid to be in my debt.
I didn't want to get into trouble.
I understand. You found paradise in America. You had a good trade, made a good living, police protected you, and there were courts of law. But you didn't need a friend like me.
So, the cat was not in the script, by the way. That's a cat that Marlon Brando picked up and just started fooling around with, unscripted. And apparently the cat's purring was so loud that it screwed up the sound and they had to overdub that scene. But anyway, it's kind of an interesting touch, you know, showing that, you know, here's this powerful Don, but he's just playing with the cat and, you know, has it on his lap. So that was completely improvised. In the meantime, we're seeing, you know, again, the Undertaker, Amerigo Bonacera, you know, had gone to the police first and the courts and done all the sort of American things, all of which completely failed him. And then the Don chides him for not coming to him sooner. So let's watch the rest of the scene.
But now you come to me and you say, Don Corleone, give me justice. But you don't ask with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather. Instead, you come into my house on the day my daughter's to be married and you ask me to do murder for money.
So the Don's upset that he has not pledged his friendship or loyalty. He just wanted a transaction. He just wanted to, you know, have the Don take care of these guys for money. And that's not what the Don does. That's not how it works. And again, the Don says, you know, this is not a proportional response. I can't murder these guys. They didn't murder your daughter. Your daughter's still alive. So let's see how the rest of it plays out here.
Ask you for justice.
That is not justice. Your daughter is still alive.
Let them suffer then. As she suffers. How much shall I pay you?
Buonasera. What have I ever done to make you treat me so disrespectfully? If you'd come to me in friendship, then the scum that wounded your daughter would be suffering this very day. And if by chance an honest man like yourself should make enemies, then he would become my enemies. And then they would fear you.
That's a really powerful line. It shows that, you know, if you pledge your friendship and loyalty to the Don, anyone who is friends with the Don will be feared and respected because they have pledged that vow of loyalty and friendship.
Be my friend. Godfather.
Good. Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
Grazie. Grazie.
So again, the Don's power base is basically built on loyalty, friendship, favors. The Don grants favors. And now those folks are in his debt. And he has a lot of people who owe him a lot of favors. And that's really the foundation of his power and influence. And again, this is not a transaction for money. The Don doesn't want money to take care of these guys. He wants the vow of friendship. He wants the vow of loyalty. So it's really kind of setting up the whole movie in terms of this is why Don Corleone is so powerful. This is why he's the godfather. No Sicilian can refuse a request on his daughter's wedding day. So he's seeing folks and basically, folks are requesting favors and the Don is taking care of business. So really powerful opening scene. Again, very dark, intentionally, almost impossible to see. It's all shadowy. But here we see in this opening scene just a demonstration of the Don's power and influence. And now America Bonacera owes the Don a favor. We'll just watch the rest of the scene to see how he deals with this.
Give this to Clemenza. I'm over alive with people that aren't going to be carried away. I mean, we're not murdered, in spite of what this.
So there you have it, the opening scene of The Godfather, Francis Ford Coppola. Again, shot intentionally very dark to juxtapose with the following scene, which is the wedding outdoors, all festive and fun and dancing and music. So now we're seeing these two worlds, how they come together, and really just the foundation of the entire movie. So let me know what you think. Please feel free to comment, ask questions. If you want to come on a future show and talk Godfather, happy to have you. Just reach out. And in coming episodes, we will be looking at additional scenes. We'll be looking at behind the scenes. We'll also be looking at the leadership lessons and the things we can learn from The Godfather. Really, that's the whole basis of this, and that's the basis of my keynote talk, Loyalty is the New Currency, how favors buy loyalty, and how you can build loyalty without necessarily having to break knees, but just by building upon these relationships and these powerful relationships with powerful people. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back again with more scenes and more Godfather, everything Godfather. Thanks again for watching, and we will catch up with you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Take the Cannoli, the Godfather podcast with Lou Bortone. Join us again next time. If you know what's good for you, the beach.